Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that
Boss
we
up.
Do?
And get a people! What they want.
Happy Friday, everyone. And we have some news about LeBron James. Our guy, Dave McMenamin.
Many, 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 many.
He reported that LeBron James sat down and had a, quote, productive meeting with the Lakers. Obviously, LeBron James, as of yesterday, is eligible for a two-year, $97 million extension. Now, LeBron has used leverage in the past, especially when he was with Cleveland, signing one-year deals with player options in the second year to kind of put pressure on the franchise to put the best team around him. How do you think his relationship with the Lakers plays out?
Let me tell you what a productive meeting sounds like when you're LeBron James in the Lakers.
What's it sound like?
I'm still an all-NBA performer. I'm under contract currently. You're paying me top dollar. Whatever our issues are, ain't me. Mm. Right? It's AD's health. It's Russ's contract. We have a new coach. And I've been here four seasons. I delivered a championship.
But
the undercurrent, we missed the playoffs twice. So here's where we get to the term productive. Productive is you still want to be there and they still want you there. Except we're not going to get to a long-term situation today.
Mm.
We're not going to get to a long-term situation today. Productive means y'all continuing to work on this roster to move Russ. Productive means what's going to happen with the other 12 guys not named LeBron, AD, or Russ. That's really what this is. And to put a bow on this, the reality is the season's about to start really soon. And we need to make sure everybody on the same page about investment. That's why a couple of weeks ago we talked about AD, Russ, and LeBron all getting on a phone call to make sure they were on the same page after allegedly LeBron and Russ were at Summer League not speaking to one another while the Lakers were playing. And so ultimately for the Lakers, their issue is the Western Conference standings.
Mm-hmm.
That's their actual issue. And if I'm LeBron, I'm trying to get the most money possible because as I just learned before the show, it's been collectively bullied / bargained that he can't sign a four-year deal once he turned 38?
38 years old. You can only do three-year deals at the maximum. He's under contract now. That's why the extension is potentially only 2 years. And there's also this part about Westbrook. Remember when his agent and him sort of severed ties? And his agent put out a statement, which I found really weird, and his agent was saying the best thing for Russell is to go back to the Lakers, get that starting position, sort of rebrand himself, rebuild his reputation. I found that very strange because the inference was that Russell Westbrook doesn't want to be with the Lakers. That's one thing that the agent said without saying, and I found that interesting. And you also mentioned moving Russ, but let's take a look at what assets the Lakers have that they could actually put in a package with Russ, because there aren't too many teams that are very excited about trading for Russell Westbrook alone. THT, Kendrick Nunn, who still needs to get on the court and prove he's got value, and they've got a 2027 first-round pick. They could also trade a 2029 first-round pick. In 2029, I think LeBron will be about 45 years old, so I don't think he's concerned about that. But do you expect them to put a deal together that moves Russell Westbrook out and brings other players in?
No, because the other teams know what we know, that they're desperate to do a deal. And because of that, teams are going to stand pat on asking for those first-round picks to aid what they're doing now is trading Russ. But we're not going to also support their rebuilding in the future by allowing them to keep those picks. And so it's got to be an either or. They know that, you know that, we all know that. And so when they're on the phone, you look down at the phone, Jacoby, 213-310-323. You know they calling about Russ. And you know we asking about picks in return. You already know. Hey, how you doing, Rob? What's going on?
Doing great. Doing great.
So I know that you're calling about Russ. And I know that you understand that I'm going to need your first round picks. What are your thoughts on that?
First round picks are not available. Not available. We can't mortgage our future for the present like that as a Lakers organization. I'm sorry.
When is the last time y'all built a team through the draft?
We drafted Magic Johnson. That's 79, 78.
Do you remember when y'all drafted Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and had Julius Randle on the team and Caruso, who was an asset? Y'all mortgaged all of that.
KCP, remember? Yep, the Kuz, and Trez.
Y'all mortgaged all of that, right, for that LeBron championship, and y'all got it. Y'all got that LeBron AD championship. Congratulations. But in order for me to take Russ and his 40-plus mil off of your hands, I'm going to need a couple of first-round picks.
I'm sorry, breaking up. Mr. Rose, let's move on to the Nets, where there is some new news. Ian Bagley is reporting that there's pessimism that a Kevin Durant deal will get done. You've been saying all along that if you were the Nets, you would trade Kevin Durant.
You.
And there's also reports that Kyrie Irving and the Nets are in a good place. Interesting. Jalen, you said all along that if you had KD and Kyrie under contract, you would have them play basketball on your team. Wild. I know.
What a noble concept.
Wild idea. Wild concept.
What a noble concept, right?
And it does feel like that is where we are headed. And again, we've said this. You got Seth Curry, Joe Harris back, and you got Ben Simmons if he's healthy, and then you got Claxton, you re-signed. You bring in T.J. Warren, you bring in Royce O'Neal, you've got KD and Kyrie. That team's going to be 12-3 after 15 games, I'm telling you.
Exactly. Like,
they're going to be top of the Eastern Conference at 12-3 after 15 games, and we're going to forget all about this summer.
Well, here's an exercise, and I'm going to give you a chance to think about it.
Oh, I don't like to think, but go ahead. It's Friday.
Name me a team that has two top 10 players other than the Nets.
I would say a healthy LeBron and AD would qualify. I would say that. Look, if AD was playing up to his potential, that would qualify.
And maybe like Kawhi and Paul George flirting with the conversation?
Top 10, you can count to 10 pretty quickly when you look at the All-Star rosters. You can get to 10 pretty quickly. George and Kawhi.
So the point I'm trying to make is this is uniquely special. This is uniquely special to have two of the top 10 or even 12 players in the league.
We'll call it 15 just to be safe, sure.
Okay. So if only a couple of teams can do that, why panic? They're in the contract.
And they're friends.
And you ready for this? And they're going to be as motivated as any players in the league. Like, the one thing that got lost about Kyrie missing games not being vaccinated is he still loves basketball, and he's really good at it.
Do you know how much he loves basketball, Mr. Rose? He was playing in New Jersey, and we've got the footage. Dude was playing in a pro-am in New Jersey, not Dykeman, not Rucker. He's at Keene University getting it in and looking like Kyrie Irving. Look at this footage, Jalen. Tell me what you see.
NY/Jersey point guard is what I see. And the one thing, and I'm glad I didn't realize you guys were going to show this, like, he loves basketball and he's really good at it. And he's also back to prove that I can play a full season and be one of the elite players in the game. He saw Boston make it to the finals. KD saw the Warriors win the championship without him.
Motivated.
They're going to be as motivated as any players in the game.
You know what KD is terrified about? You know what keeps KD up at night? monkeypox. KD's like, we're not doing this again. I know we're not doing this again. KD is terrified of monkeypox derailing the Nets season the same way the coronavirus derailed the season last season. And again, you've been saying it all summer. It makes perfect sense to me. If you've got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving under contract to play basketball for your basketball team, you should probably have them play basketball for your basketball team, because there is no trade package that's going to return you a player as good as Kevin Durant. We can argue about whether he's the third or the fourth best player in the league or the first or the second, but he's one of those, and you're not going to get one of those back if you trade Kevin Durant.
You know how much I love big guards, and Ben Simmons, while playing primary ball handler with the Sixers because he's a non-shooter, will now play on the baseline for the Nets. So I ask you, if he didn't play all season for the Sixers, and then he got traded to the Nets, take it from somebody that's been traded 150 times. You get poked, you get prodded, you get x-rayed, you get MRI'd, you get all of that. My question to you, sir, for a guy that didn't play for the Nets and ended up needing surgery, how did Ben Simmons pass his physical?
They didn't do one. They didn't do it.
How
that's
did
the only
he
thing
pass
that makes
his physical?
Jalen, we have to move on. Last night I was on my couch flipping channels. I said, let me check out The Captain, the seven-episode documentary about the career of Derek Jeter. And I caught the best part. When he addressed the gift basket rumor, there was rumors all over New York City that if you spent some time, maybe an evening with Derek Jeter, on the way out, you would get a gift basket full of Derek Jeter memorabilia. This has been an urban legend for a decade. He finally addressed an incident he had with a gentleman in Starbucks. Here's The Captain.
At Starbucks one time, and some random guy behind me, and he says, hey, just want to let you know, I'm giving out gift baskets because you did. And I turned around and said, you're an idiot. And the look on his face, like he thought I was, well, did he think I was gonna say, yeah, good job, man. People keep regurgitating this story that has never happened. Never happened.
Well, a couple things I wanna address. Number one, we'll just address whether or not we believe the gift basket rumor in a second. But if you're a random person, you're not Derek Jeter, you can't be giving out gift baskets. That's just rude. Like, if you're
correct.
A civilian, you can't just
correct.
Give out gift baskets,
correct.
Dog. That is rude.
Right.
When you're Derek Jeter, it makes a little bit of sense. But if
right.
you're just like a regular dude and you're giving out gift baskets, that's not going to play. But Mr. Rose, this has been spoken about for over a decade. He addressed it, says it never happened. I kind of don't believe him. Do you think that Derek Jeter, maybe once or twice, gave a little parting gift after an episode?
He's a gentleman, so yes.
Okay.
So that's my answer. What ends up happening when you're Derek Jeter and you play in New York City and you're El Capitan and you're winning championships, I watched this series and he talked about mastering being boring. On purpose to the media.
He's great at it. He's great at it.
And whether they were asking him about A-Rod, whether they were asking him about his struggles, whatever they asked him about, I appreciate it when he would say, this is the first I've heard of that. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really, this is the first I've heard of that, so I'm not sure, you know? A gentleman does give parting gifts. A gentleman does get
yeah,
parting gifts.
It's delicate. It's delicate. It could be seen as rude. It could be seen
okay,
as rude.
Okay. Let me give you an example. If somebody's leaving your abode, you're gonna walk them to the door, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe give them a hug. Maybe give them a kiss. Maybe give them a smooch or whatever.
I'll pay for the Uber.
So now let's go parting gifts. Is paying for the Uber a parting gift?
Maybe. Sure. Yeah. It's a gentlemanly thing to do. It's a gentlemanly thing to do. Well, Jalen. There was football on television last night. Actual football on television. We didn't get to see much of that guy, but he did talk about this upcoming season. We'll hear from Trevor Lawrence, the former number one pick, right after this. Coming to you live above the Heineken Riverdeck here at the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, there was an actual football contest yesterday. Wasn't much of a contest, more of an exhibition between the Raiders and the Jaguars. All eyes were on Trevor Lawrence. Everyone wants to see how he and head coach Doug Peterson will mesh together with that Jaguars offense. And the man with the mane addressed it yesterday at the game.
We're pumped. I mean, just the leadership he's brought in, the energy, but also the calmness, you know, the steadiness that he's brought. I think it's been great for our organization. And then really just the quiet confidence that he has. He carries that every day, and the way he prepares the team, there's just a confidence that I think that we have and that we're building in one another.
Jalen, after a bad, disappointing rookie season, do you expect Trevor Lawrence to live up to the hype he had going into the draft?
Can I just say something because I'm so very enthusiastic about football season? Are you ready for some football?
Yes, I am ready.
Woosah. And whatever else Aaron Rodgers was taking yesterday, we talked about. Another thing, I love Trevor Lawrence's hair.
Oh my, I know you goodness. Do. And the eyes, the hair. He looks great.
I'm on my way, Trevor. I'm on my way.
Is that why you're growing out your hair?
Yeah, I'm on my Trevor. In all honesty, though, every time one of their players speak, it's unfortunate because it becomes a referendum of everything that Urban Meyer wasn't.
Exactly what I was thinking.
I literally heard him talk about being confident, but also having quiet confidence. In other words, Urban was walking around with his chest poked out and he ain't really know what he was doing. And so for Doug Peterson, as somebody that's won a Super Bowl, coincidentally with a backup quarterback during that game, and both of those guys have statues in Philadelphia right now to memorialize that, I think this is a great opportunity for Trevor Lawrence to actually be coached by somebody that can make him better. And it's going to challenge him at his craft. And when you're the Jaguars, this is kind of what you were looking for initially, but now you have the chance to do that with your young quarterback, and I hope that they continue to mesh and continue to grow and do something solid.
The action on the field wasn't the greatest. However, there was some action during the game, and it leads to our soft move or boss move. Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis was the most exciting thing that happened in the game last night. He was in his suite, absolutely dominating some Buffalo wings with the white shirt on. Jalen, Mark Davis, crushing wings in the suite. Soft move or boss move?
Definitely a boss move. Put some respect on Mark Davis, my guy's name, who invited Jalen and Jacoby to come do their show from his facility. And absolutely, you can see me right over his right shoulder eating my wings. Well done. Well done. And Jacoby on the other side of him, all flats.
Flats only. I'm not eating drumsticks.
All
if
flats.
You say you can't give me all flats, I'm not even going to touch the drumsticks. Flats only. Flats are far superior to drumsticks. If you feel otherwise, you are wrong, and I judge you, and I do not respect you. Moving on. Conor McGregor was in the news yesterday. It was announced that he was going to be in the remake of Roadhouse. He always knows when the eyes are on him, and he takes advantage. So he put up a tweet. An interesting tweet. MMA. I'll never forget you. Easy work. He has retired previously on Twitter. I'm not sure exactly what he means, but he also included some photos of himself in some very small shorts on his Lamborghini boat. Look at that spread. That's too much food for one person. Connor, Jalen, did you know that Lamborghini made boats?
Now I do, and I'm very interested to learn more. And as I see that footage, Jacoby, again, I tell you, there are certain people that I'm happy that they're rich because they inspire me.
He's good at it.
And that picture just did that for me. And today's Friday. And that just blew up my entire schedule. You know, whatever I was gonna do the rest of the day, I'm not doing.
Good for you.
I need that. Right now, I'm in LA. And you know what? I'm going to have my shirt off, my toes out, and I'm trying to be on a boat today.
Yeah, and have too much food like that, too. Like, that's just too much food. There's no way he can eat half of that.
But
he just wants the options.
Hey, let me tell you something. The man above once said he prepares the feast not only for you and your cup and will overflow.
Runneth over.
Runneth over. But you ready for this? This is what I love. In the presence of your enemies, they sit there and watch it. Like, they don't believe me.
I need enemies.
Watch.
I need enemies. I gotta cultivate some enemies somehow.
I'll tell you how you get enemies. Anybody that's an enemy of mine, they have two things in common. Either one, they never met me, or two, I gave them money and stopped doing it.
Or three, they play blackjack at your table. That's the only other way, because Jalen does not play by the book. Very quickly, we're talking about cups runneth over. Well, Vita Vea was mic'd up at practice, and he did something that Jalen Rose has never done. Shotgunned a can of something. He did not have beer, but he shotgunned a can of Gatorade, and let's just roll the clip.
Bobby, let me shotgun one. You got a key on you?
Killing beer. Just like that.
I don't drink beer. What do you drink? White wine.
There you go.
So a couple things. Number one, Jalen, I'm going to make you shotgun a beer just because I want you to have that experience. But number two is you don't drink beer either. You're a wine guy just like Vita Vea.
Well, I'm retired. Like, I had my 40-ounce days of OE.
Mm-hmm.
I had my St. Ives days when Ice Cube was promoting them. And so I just graduated. That's all. I graduated to mixed drinks and to cocktails. And then when I got 40, I graduated to red wine, not white
Jalen.
Wine.
Since it is Friday, I want your shirt off, your toes in the sand, and I want you to have a cocktail by the time it's like 3 p.m. Go to break. Go to break before he really does this. WNBA doubleheader on ABC this Sunday, 1 p.m. It is the Suns against the Sky, and then the Aces take on the Storm in what will be Sue Bird's final home game. The WNBA. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, every day on this program, we recognize another day that Brittany Griner is still detained in Russia. She has been sentenced to 9 years by a Russian court.
Wrongfully detained way too long, 169 days. So we here at Jalen and Jacoby wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
You know what, Jalen? Show me some Shohei. Shohei Ohtani and the Angels hit 7 home runs. Shohei had 2 home runs in the game. They hit 7 home runs, and they still somehow lost the game 8-7 to the A's.
Shohei is so dynamic and so like unique as an all-time great prospect that's going to be an all-time great player that I will let my contract expire after next year. Like,
we'll
I literally would get the most money that people have ever seen. Love. Have a great weekend.